Hello. Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling because we're conducting an opinion poll about the upcoming March Jacksonville Mayor's election. Are you registered to vote in Duval County?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. May I ask you if you're registered as a Democrat, as a Republican, as an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, thank you. How likely are you to vote in March election to pick a new mayor from Jacksonville to replace Mayor Lenny Curry? Are you very likely, are you somewhat likely, or are you not likely at all?
Very likely.
Thank you. May I ask you, your age range is within 18 to 39, within 40 to 54, within 55 to 64, or are you over 65?
55 to 64.
Thank you. How did you vote in the recent November 2022 election? By mail, early in person, or on election day?
Early in person.
Thank you. First, should Jacksonville next mayor first continue moving Jacksonville in the same direction with the same policies as Mayor Lenny Curry, or do you think the next mayor should change directions?
Same direction.
Thank you. Which of the following do you feel is the most important issue facing Jacksonville today? Do you think it's quality of the schools, or improve infrastructure in all neighborhoods throughout the city, or affordable housing, or growing and a stronger economy and jobs that benefit all, or a street flooding and stormwater drainage, or roads and traffic congestion, or violent crime, or access to affordable quality health care?
Affordable housing.
And which one do you think will be the next one?
Healthcare.
Do you support or oppose the action taken by Mayor Curry and the City Council to increase the gas tax from 6 cents to 12 cents per gallon to pay for street improvements, drainage projects, and expansion of the Skyway downtown?
Disapprove.
Thank you. When it comes to the city's electric utility, JEA, which do you prefer? Privatize JEA by selling it to Florida Power and Light, or keeping it as a city-owned utility?
City-owned utility.
Thank you. In the debate about the city's Confederate soldier statues, do you prefer to remove them or keep them?
Say that again?
Yeah, in the debate about the city's Confederate soldiers statues, do you prefer to remove them or keep them?
Remove them.
Thank you. Next, please answer if your opinion of each of the following as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. What's your opinion about the next people in politics today? How do you feel about Al Ferraro? Would you say Al Ferraro?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is? Do you know who is Donna Deegan?
Donna Deegan, yeah.
Donna Deegan, oh, okay. Would you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable about Donna Deegan?
Very favorable.
Thank you. How do you feel about Lenny Curry?
Just like it.
Okay, would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. How do you feel about Ron DeSantis? Would you say you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Very.
How do you feel about Daniel Davis?
Who?
Daniel Davis.
Don't know who that is. What are you going for?
Okay. You don't know who Daniel Davis is?
Mm-mm.
Okay. How do you feel about Liana Gutierrez?
Don't know who that is.
And how do you feel about Audrey Gibson?
Favorable. Very favorable.
Thank you. Okay. Which of the following 8 candidates would you vote for to be Jacksonville's next major if you had to make a choice today? The first option says Audrey Gibson, the second one Al Ferrara, the third one Omega Allen, the fourth one Liana Gutierrez-Cumber, the fifth one Darcy Richardson, the sixth one Donna Deegan, the seventh one Daniel Davis, and the last one Frank Kistler Jr.
Deegan.
Deegan, thank you. And which of the remaining choices would you be your second choice? Would you like me to read them again?
Yes.
Audrey Gibson.
Richardson.
Oscar.
Richardson.
Richardson. Darcy Richardson.
Richardson? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Here are a short descriptions of the 5 of these candidates. Okay. The first one is Donna Deegan. Is a Democrat, fifth-generation Jacksonville native, and trusted voice as a 25-year news anchor who held the powerful to account. Donna is a 3-time cancer survivor, founder of the National Marathon to Finish Breast Cancer, and head of the Donna Foundation, which helps thousands of underserved women battle cancer. As mayor, she will be a voice for the voiceless while fixing infrastructure, improving health care access for all, and growing an economy that works for everybody, not just a select powerful few insiders.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Yes.
Could you hear what I said?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said I'm going to give you a short description of 5 candidates. The first one was Donna Deegan, who is a Democrat, fifth-generation Jacksonville native, and trusted voice as a 25-year news anchor who held the powerful to account. Donna is a 3-time cancer survivor, founder of the National Marathon to Finish Breast Cancer, and head of the Donna Foundation, which helps thousands of underserved women battle cancer. As major, she will be a voice for the voiceless while fixing infrastructure, improving healthcare access for all, and growing an economy that works for everybody, not just a select powerful few insiders. The other one is another candidate. It's Liana Cumber. It's a Republican city council member whose dad escaped communist Cuba and taught her values to live the American dream. She built a transportation business creating jobs, is a former teacher and advocate for survivors of domestic violence. Serving on city council, Liana has fought to cut taxes and keep our community safe. The other one is Aubrey Gibson is an African-American Democrat with 20 years experience in the state legislature who will be a major that puts the needs of the residents first and bring together the community. She will continue her record for delivering needed progress on transportation, job creation, healthcare, and veteran services. The other one is Daniel Davis, is a Republican and head of the Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce. Former state representative and former president of the city council who will promote the pro-growth, pro-business policies of Mayor Curry Davis, was raised in West Duval, is a father of 4 who married his college sweetheart and will fight for families in every community. The last one is Al Ferraro is a Republican City Council member who opposed the JEA sale and a small business owner who will concentrate city money on its core functions and public safety and infrastructure. He opposes removal of Confederate monuments. Based on this information, which of the following candidates would you vote for to be Jacksonville's next mayor if you had to make a choice today? Liana Gutierrez Camber, Danielle Davis, Donna Deegan, Al Ferraro, or Audrey Gibson?
Donna Higgins.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it?
Higgins.
Deegan, Donna Deegan. Thank you. Next, please rate each of the following statements about the candidate for major issue positions or actions taken if each will cause you to definitely vote for. I mean, if the statement motivates you to vote for definitely or probably, or if the statement motivates you to vote against definitely or probably. Okay. Okay, so if the candidate worked for an organization that took hundreds of thousands of dollars to host an event promoting the privatization of JEA, would you definitely vote for, definitely vote against, probably vote for, or probably vote against? Probably vote against, you said.
Yes.
Thank you. If the candidate voted three times on city council to increase fees Jacksonville homeowners pay for trash, stormwater, and utilities, would you definitely vote for, definitely vote against, probably vote for, or probably vote against this candidate?
Against.
Would you say probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. If a candidate spent 14 years as an advocate for local developers promoting growth and large home building projects in Duval County, would you definitely vote for, definitely vote against, probably vote for, or probably vote against this candidate?
Against.
Would you say definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. If a candidate is a Washington, D.C. lobbyist, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, definitely vote against, or probably vote against this candidate?
Vote against.
Would you say definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. If a candidate was a registered Republican but switched 5 years ago to become a Democrat, would you definitely vote for? Would you probably vote for? Would you probably vote against? Or
hey, man.
I'm sorry?
You're in the middle of the state. I can't talk to you. You're in the middle.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. If a candidate was a registered Republican that switched 5 years ago to become a Democrat, would you definitely vote for? Would you definitely vote against? Would you probably vote for, or would you probably vote against? I'm sorry?
Again?
Would you say probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. If a candidate is consistently anti-abortion and is on record voting for several restrictions to make the procedure much harder and more expensive for women, would you vote definitely for this candidate? Would you vote definitely against this candidate? Would you probably vote for or probably vote against this candidate?
Against.
Would you say probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. Is a big believer, if the candidate is a big believer in benefiting from government spending, his organization took nearly $1 million in federal bailout money during COVID and is now getting hundreds of thousands from Duval County taxpayers to pay his salary. Would you definitely vote for? Definitely vote against? Probably vote for or probably vote against?
Definitely vote again.
Thank you. If the candidate accepted donations and an endorsement from people involved in January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, would you definitely vote for, definitely vote against, probably vote for, or probably vote against?
Against.
Would you say probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. And if the candidate is supported by many of the City Hall insiders, consultants, and backers of the FBNL deal to privatize JEA, would you definitely vote for? Definitely vote against, probably vote for, or probably vote against?
Vote against.
Would you say probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Okay. We went all the way to the 75% of the survey, so we are almost done. Lastly, here are some statements describing one candidate, Donna Deegan. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. So the first one says, Donna Deegan is an award-winning journalist whose 25-year career on TV news put her in touch with people and their stories in every corner of Jacksonville and led her to hold the powerful accountable to their corruption. Would you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about her with this statement?
Positive.
Would you see
what's
it,
going
what
on?
You
yeah.
Would you say very positive or somewhat positive?
No, hold on, dog. What happened to the tree? I had it. You too, man?
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said about the journalist's 25 career. Would you say that makes you feel more very positive about her or just somewhat?
Positive, very positive.
Thank you. The next statement says, Donna Deegan will be a different kind of maker who will throw out the good old boy insider network of self-dealing developers and downtown business interests. Would you feel very positive about this, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Thank you. Donna Deegan will be a major bringing change for good, finally making good on years of promises to fix infrastructure in neglected neighborhoods, including replacing failing septic tanks, installing streetlights, and repairing sidewalks and drainage systems. Would you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about this?
Positive. Very positive.
Very positive, thank you. As Major, Donna Deegan will open up City Hall, bringing transparency and accountability and giving a voice to the voiceless. Would you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about this?
Neutral.
Thank you. Donna has experience creating and running a large organization that not only does good for the community, but also generates millions of dollars in economic impact for Jacksonville. Would you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about this?
Very positive.
Thank you. Donna and her family have a long history of being connected to Jacksonville's Black community, which includes her grandfather operating the integrated Roosevelt Grill restaurant in the 50s and 60s, and Donna helping to improve the survival rate of African-American women with breast cancer. Would you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about this?
Very positive.
Thank you. Donna is known for being open and honest with integrity and good heart, making her the kind of major Jacksonville can count on. Would you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about this?
Very positive.
Thank you. Being a cancer survivor inspired Donna to create her nonprofit foundation to give back to the community that helped thousands of women facing breast cancer to pay their bills and get care they need to survive. So would you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about this?
Very positive.
Thank you. As Major, Donna will focus on coordinating Jacksonville's resources to bring better health outcomes and greater access to health care for all. Would you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about this?
Very positive.
Thank you. And the last statement says, Donna will use the mayor's office to promote economic growth and prosperity that includes all of Jacksonville. This includes recruiting new business who promote inclusion and innovation, supporting local small business development, and open city contracts to those who have been shut out. Would you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about this?
Very positive.
Thank you. Okay. After hearing this information, will you vote for elect Donna Deegan as major or support one of the other candidates? After hearing this information, would you vote to Donna Deegan as major or would you support another candidate?
Major.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I'll vote for her.
Oh, you will vote for her. Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be an African-American or Black, Latino or Hispanic, Asian or Pacific Islander, or White or Caucasian person?
Black,
thank you. Is there a local radio station you usually listen to?
What?
Do you have a radio station that listen to usually?
No.
No, thank you. How often do you watch the each of the following? The options are every day, most days, once in a while, or never. How often do you watch CNN?
Daily.
How often do you watch the weather channel?
Daily.
Thank you. How often do you watch MSNBC?
Daily.
Thank you. How often do you watch HGTV or Magnolia Network?
Never.
Thank you. How often do you watch the local TV news?
Daily.
Thank you. And how often do you watch the food networks?
Never.
Thank you. Please tell me if you yes or no if you regularly use each of the following. Do you use YouTube?
Use what?
YouTube, the app on your cell phone or tablet.
Oh, maybe.
Do you? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So do you use TikTok?
Use what?
TikTok.
Yes, maybe.
Thank you. Do you use Facebook?
Maybe.
Do you use Instagram?
Maybe.
Do you use a local news internet website?
Daily.
And do you use a Snapchat?
Daily.
Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
So, thank you for your patience again. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care. Bye-bye.